Abotai, just a few halakhot legabe yom ta'anit asra betevet shehaliyot be'erev Shabbat, like the case that we have today, which is a rare situation. Now everybody's getting all excited, do we wear tefillin or not? But there's many other halakhot that also have to be discussed in such a scenario. The halakha that says that it's a mitzvah to taste the tefshilin on Erev Shabbat in order to see that if they were cooked the correct way, that there's enough seasoning and enough salt. The chamim give a remez when they say to'ameha ha'im zachur. But anybody that tastes the tefshil on Erev Shabbat is zocheh l'chaim arukim. Question is, what do you do on a fast day on a Friday? How do we mikayem the mitzvah of tu'ameha? So the Shulchan Aruch writes that on a regular fast day, it's permissible for a person to taste the food and then to spit it out. Again, he's just rolling it around his palate to see if the flavor is good, and he doesn't swallow. The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Lech Lecha Shana Sheniyah Lecha Zayin, he writes, ומצווה לטעום מכל התבשילים בערב שבת דבר מועט ואם הוא בתענית כתב אשל אברהם תואם ופולט וזוכה לחיים העליונים. So that's the halakha today. The ladies are cooking for Shabbat and they want to put some of the Muhammad in their mouth to see if they made it correctly. As long as you just tell them whatever they put in their mouth not to swallow. And he says, "V'zochim l'chayim ha'alyonim." The second halakha that we should point out, normally on a ta'anit tzibur, in mincha, after the hazarat ha'tefillah, we say vidui. Of course, today it's Erev Shabbat, there is no vidui. We go straight to Hashem, and we go to Hashem Malach Yehut Lavesh, like we do on a regular Erev Shabbat. But more importantly, one has to be careful that the ta'anit is not over until tzedek or chavim. You have some people that they pray early on Shabbat. You're allowed to pray from plaga minhara. You can make mekabel Shabbat early. And they go home and they make kiddush. They have to be cognizant of the clock. By us, the clock is about 4:30 sunset these days. So if you wait even 20 minutes after sunset on a ta'anit de rabbanan, so we're talking about over here 4:50, in our synagogue, at least the way we pray, more than enough time by the time you get home and do Shalom Aleichem and all the prerequisites, you'll be after Tzedek Chavim even more than the 20 minutes. But again, for those that sometimes have people praying at home on the tonight, or for whatever reason, they have to keep cognizance of the why. It's not the Kiddush that breaks the fast. It's the Tzedek Chavim that breaks the fast, so therefore they have to be careful. Also, it should be pointed out that those that are praying early today, which is mincha, whatever praying mincha ketana, you have to always make sure that you accept Shabbat before sunset. That's Tosefet Shabbat. And today's mincha is a little longer, so therefore this is a general rule. So usually, after a person finishes praying the Amidah, if he looks at the clock and he says, "Wow, we're getting close to the sunset," he should say to himself at that time, "Hareni mekabel alai Tosefet Shabbat." There's no problem to go into the Shabbat fasting. The old custom was, Shulchan Aruch says, the Hasidim used to fast every Friday. Not only Friday of Asara Betvet, they fasted every Friday in order that you go into the Shabbat with a desire to eat. So therefore, one accepts the Shabbat and then he's able to break his fast. The breaking of the fast obviously would be on the Kiddush.